back here with another truth video. And today I'm going to break down how they bring these transgenders to you in plain sight, just to program the masses. Now, these little mini-series that they keep showing on TV with these so-called transgender people that they always show on TV, let me tell you right now, it's nothing but transgender programming for the masses to let you think that this transgender thing is something that you feel, that you're born in the wrong body. Let me tell you, that ain't nothing but some satanic teaching trying to program the masses. Now let's watch this video right here and see what's going on. Let's go.
An extraordinary family drama. It involves a mom in Detroit with a transgender daughter. While watching her boy transition into a girl, this mother says she realized that she was, in fact, a man. So this is now a household with two...
A woman and a son end up turning to a girl and a daughter now, okay? So it's turned into daughter and dad from mom and son. Let's watch it.
Transgender family members, and they say at the heart of this family is a marriage that is growing stronger. Here's my Nightline co-anchor, Juju Chen.
At just 15, Corey Mason's bravely sharing her transition from male to female.
I feel like a princess.
Yeah, so you can see this one right here is a programmer right here to program the little 15, 14-year-old people to turn into damn transgender in plain sight and deceive the masses. This one right here was a little boy transforming to a little girl, okay?
She made this video to combat bullying, and it went viral.
I know what I'm doing, and I feel like it's the right thing.
First of all, nothing went viral. This was a mainstream media pushing this one right here from day one, okay? From the moment you see the video on TV, you should have known that the mainstream media was behind it, pushing this one right here, pushing the transgenders on the people. Okay?
They're nonstop doubt people.
Now she and her family are sharing more of their personal journey with the public. Corey's mother transitioning too, from Erica to Eric. Mm-hmm. After a lifetime of living as a woman, marrying and having five kids.
So after you married and have five kids, you realize that you was actually a man. You wasn't a female. After you birthed five babies, you realize that you're in the wrong body. Wow.
Eric began his transition a year ago.
I will never forget the first dose of hormones that I took.
By the way, I'm going to let you know right now, they're selling hormones like hot bread, okay? Just remember that. Selling that shit like hot cakes everywhere. Now, this Juju Chang right here that you're looking at right here doing the interview, that's a man in a drag, okay? 100% it's a man. And y'all people that are on my channel are coming on here watching these videos and acting all crazy, say, oh, that look like a woman. Oh, that sound like a woman. This is your example right here. Exhibit one, or they do it. Just watch.
This overwhelming sense of calm and peace just came over me that I had never experienced in my life. I was like, wow.
See how they sell the hormone pills and hormone shots? That's the first time this person says she feel good and feel normal, okay? When you take the hormone shot, you feel normal. Wow.
Normal feels like.
There's me and mom.
Eric says he was inspired by his own daughter's bravery. And for almost 2 years now.
And then all you people forgot that I tell you that there was two finger don't mean peace. It's not the peace sign. It's the Baphomet sign. And you can see it right here. They're showing you that both of them are Baphomet and Dragulus being right here in front of you. Bam! On your damn screen and you sleep on it. This is what they show you right here to show you that they transform from a man to a woman, a woman to a man. And y'all still don't believe it, even when you see these people do it to show you.
The two have been sharing their transition from mother and son to father and daughter.
Mm-hmm. So you take a look at that right there, because I know if I would have come and break down this person right here on the right and say it's a transgender, there would be a lot of people that say, "Now that look like a girl. Oh, that look, you sound like a girl." 100% you've been deceived. All they do is take hormone pills and hormone shots, get them right where they want, okay?
That's to the draw magical pill inspiration for them. And support from each other, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it like watching her walk this walk? Mm-hmm. Just seeing her and her bravery, just gave me the strength and courage to come out as well and face the world as my true self.
What goes through your mind when you hear Eric talk about you as a hero to him?
I feel like I've done my part and helped him through his journey.
You do your part. You do your part by doing the abomination, right? So now it's your time to get a piece of the pie. Wow. You do your part in doing this, the devil work. A man dressed up in a female, and that's how you go get your slice of the pie. And that's why you're on ABC, no doubt.
As he's helped me.
That, I think, was probably one of the hardest things, too, is all my friends would tell me, you're so beautiful.
This woman right here, so-called, turned into a man and say she was beautiful before, as you could see that photo that they hold up. Now, this is nothing but to convince the masses that it's cool to change your damn gender with a snap of the damn finger. Wow, okay, that's all they're doing right here, transgender programming, trying to get the youths to fall into the same shit. Wow.
Well, you have this beautiful body, I would kill for your body. And I'm like, I would kill for not this body.
Just 4 weeks ago, Eric underwent a double mastectomy.
I was so overcome with emotion. I didn't expect for it to hit me that hard, but it did. It was like, wow, there I am. That's me.
And there's a reason why this one has the star in the ears, okay? I know a lot of people, regular people, wear the stars on them, but there's a reason why this one have it in the ears, okay? This is for the damn fallen angel, that star right there, and they make sure they have it. The transgender, okay? 100%, no doubt.
This can't have been easy on your marriage.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this person is married to a man, okay? This is how twist up and messed up this world is. These are the type of shit that they're pushing on the people. Simple as that, okay? Watch this.
I think the biggest struggle was top surgery, for my husband especially. Because he loved my body as much as I hated it. First of all,
you wasn't that fine to begin with, okay? So you can shut the hell up. You weren't that fine to begin with. You were just a messed up female, okay?
And at first, I think he struggled with it some. But he said, this is what will make you happy. So who am I to keep your happiness from you?
It was actually Eric who encouraged
Corey. This is what I'm going to show you right here. That it's nothing but a transgender programming they give you. Just to get in a little kid head that is cool to change your damn gender. Watch this right here.
To find her happiness, which is on clear display in this video when she received her first dose of hormones.
You know what that is?
True emotion, garnering more than 7 million views.
Yeah. All they talk about is the amount of views that it get, okay? Nothing else. The amount of views that it get, meaning how much people this one touch right here, is nothing but fakery, okay? Want to touch the human being emotion with this one right here, with somebody right here, you're going to cry.
The day you started hormones.
Wow.
Was the saddest day of my life.
Why?
Because that's when I started to actually transition as a female, was I could actually proceed as what I would like to do.
What's the best part of being a girl for you?
It's like dressing up in heels, dresses and going to...
Dressing up in heels and you're a damn male. Wow. That's the programming you get, people. 100%, you better wake your ass up. This one right here is upon us, okay? This transgender agenda, and they're not gonna stop, okay?
Answers.
But despite Corey's excitement, she says these life changes have been anything but easy. Some of her peers taunted her.
I would get spit on and...
They always go say that they got bullied, somebody spit on you, and all of that, because you were transgender. Get the hell out of here. Not in this time. You're a liar.
Shoved, called names. One person told me I should just go and kill myself because no one
would miss. Draw attention to suicide and all of that. Let's see if this person will cry right here. Let's see.
Let's see
if you're gonna cry. 100%, all they do is fake you. They're never gonna cry in these fake shit, okay? Never. Never. Let me see the tears. Let me see the tears, people. No way this one is crying.
He said that no one would miss me on this world. And that I shouldn't be here. There's no place for me to be.
But she didn't let it stop her. Last year, Corey's transgender anthem gaining more than 300...
Transgender anthem that got 300,000 views.
100,000 views on YouTube, raising awareness against bullying, something she says she's experienced plenty of. Corey says she was inspired by another transgender girl, Jazz Jennings, the now reality star, one of the youngest girls to transition publicly. She spoke to ABC.
Yeah, this one right here is that show that they got on National Geographic with this so-called little boy right here growing up to be a female. They're showing you in real life how they actually do them and present them in Hollywood, okay? They're showing you how they do it in plain sight. And people still sleep. This one right here is a TV show they put on. So these people was influenced by this one right here, no doubt about it. So they're putting the eye on the TV show.
She's Barbara Walters.
There are some transgender children that have not been able to be transgender, who even want to die.
I want to help those kids become the person they are.
Tell me how you're going to help the kids be the person they are if they're already born as one gender and you want to turn them into somebody else by influence them with this TV shit. 100% I'm right. You need to wake up, okay?
We watched a video of Jazz Jennings. And I told my mom I'm just like her at the end.
I realized that, oh my gosh, this is also me as
well. So you a grown-ass mother, grown-ass woman, and you go let the man, the little boy, that want to turn into a woman influence you as a grown folk. Wow. That's what it is.
Well, but I can't think about that right now. I have to focus on my daughter.
It was so important to Eric to be supportive of his daughter because Eric himself struggled in silence for decades trying to come to terms with his own identity.
It was difficult coming out to my parents.
Grown-ass woman struggling with her identity. Wow, you don't know if you're a male or a female after you birthed 5 kids. Wow.
Said, Mom, I'm just like Corey. I was born basically in the wrong body. And
how
she said,
how you born in the wrong body? How do you born in the wrong body? I don't understand that weird shit that y'all trying to push on the masses that it's actually true that somebody born in the wrong body. It's nothing but fuckery, okay? Stop lying to the people trying to persuade the masses that this transgender shit is cool to get in it. Okay, it's not. It's not. It's an abomination to Lord God himself. You can't dress up like a female and dress up like a male if you're a damn female. It can't work like that. It's an abomination, okay?
How come I never saw this when you were a kid? I said, Mom, if you remember the fights we had and the things I asked for on my Christmas wish list. And she said, oh, I guess that makes sense. Is that repression?
Why people can't see that this Juju Chang right here that doing the interview is a damn man? Why are we so asleep? Look at this face right here. It's a damn man in a drag and you sleep on it. A damn sodomite right here in plain sight. Wow. Keep sleeping, okay?
Is that denial?
I think it's denial in that generation.
It is a fair question. How could you not have known?
Because I was not educated on what being transgender meant.
You understand that? This person said she was not educated on the transgender thing, okay? So now they put the education out there to make you more freer to turn into whatever gender you want to turn into. Wow. You can't switch your gender, and that's reality. You can't, okay? That's an abomination, and they know it. That's why they're pushing on the masses, okay?
They would have said, this is what being transgender means. Mm-hmm. You have you're born with this anatomy, and your brain does not identify with that. I think
what do you mean
your
brain does not identify with that? That's fucking garbage y'all teaching the people. 100% garbage you teaching the damn masses, and you know it. You didn't recognize your gender. Your brain don't recognize your gender. It's garbage. It's 100% trash. They sell to the damn
years
people.
Ago, I would have made that connection.
Today, 1.4 million American adults identify as transgender, but 18 to 24-year-olds are more likely to go public than their...
Yes, because it's a new generation thing they're bringing in, okay? So when this older generation die out, everything that they're doing right now gonna look normal to everybody, okay? That's why they're doing it. They're doing for the next generation, so it gonna look normal to them, okay, in a few years. 100%, mark my word.
Older counterparts. What's unclear is how common it is for 2 people in 1 family to transition. Dr. Lauren Schechter performed Eric's mastectomy. He specializes in gender confirmation surgery.
In my practice, this is the first time that I've
cared... So you go to school to learn get an education and how to change people's gender. Wow, we're living in a real satanic world, people. This guy right here got a doctorate in changing people's gender. Wow, let's watch him.
Or a parent, or I should say a family who's got both a parent and a child who are transitioning. What I think is unique to some degree for Eric and their family is the supportive nature of the family.
Despite transitioning, Eric says his kids still call him Mom.
I think that Mom is an earned title.
What is a sports car? You just changed out a few months ago, okay? A few months ago, you decided to change on the damn kids. And what do you think they're going to do? Turn around and call you daddy and they already have a daddy? Wow.
I feel like I gave birth to them. I nurture them. I comfort them. I'm there for them and have been. And I feel like you don't necessarily have to be female to be Mom.
What's it like to watch Eric go through that transition?
It was very cool.
You don't necessarily have to be a female to be a Mom. Wow. Do you hear that statement, people? Do you hear that?
But there was kind of a sense of loss,
wow,
a little bit, too.
Eric's husband, 53-year-old Les Mason, says having a spouse transition raises a lot of new questions.
Well, number one, for me,
this is all, you know, get interested right now with the damn husband, okay? The husband right now is going to talk about the wife and to turn into a man, okay?
Let's female see. To be Mom. What's it like to watch Eric go through that transition?
It was very cool, but there was kind of a sense of loss a little bit, too.
Eric's husband, 53-year-old Les Mason, says having a spouse transition raises a lot of new questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, for mm-hmm. me is, does this make me gay?
Mm-hmm.
No? Does it?
So this is how they tell you what's right and what's wrong right here with this guy right here. Lying to the masses, go tell you he's not going to make him gay. He's not going to make him anything you hear him say out his mouth is a teaching from the transgender people right here. They're giving.
Does it change anything between my spouse and myself
mm-hmm.
as far as our relationship is concerned? No, it doesn't.
What do you mean no? If your wife turned into a man and it don't change nothing, go get the surgery, dissectomy. Wow, stop lying to the people, man. This is what you call deception right here, people that give you on TV, okay?
It made it better.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that Eric's transition has ultimately strengthened their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
how is strengthening your marriage if this person go take off her titties and everything and turn into a man and then you're supposed to feel better? Get the hell out of here.
Houses might think, well, this is kind mm-hmm. of a deal breaker for me. But for you, this isn't.
It's not about the mm-hmm. shell that you walk around in.
It's not the shell that you walk around in. Okay. I got you.
About the person that you are. It's about mm-hmm. the person that I fell in love with.
Yeah, but that's not the person that you fell in love with. This is another person. This is a person that want to get rid of all things that make her a female, okay? And turn into a male. What do you mean? It's the same person. It's not, okay?
10+ years ago, and because that person now presents themselves in a different way,
mm-hmm.
doesn't change how I feel.
My husband is truly an amazing soul. Looking at my life now.
So I'm going to ask you a question. So if your mind was telling you that you was a male and you were female, but you married to a man, okay? So the man, or the man going to be all right with it. What if you want to be, you want to have a relationship with a female now? What? What do you mean life could be the same? What if this so-called transgender right here wanna be with a female after you're already married to this one? What you gonna do? What do you mean life don't change?
Things
yes,
that I have,
it changed.
Five beautiful children and beautiful husband. I think if I could do it again, I would not do anything differently.
What does it mean to be comfortable in your own skin, in your own body?
I can be who I want to be inside and out.
Okay, first of all, this is garbage, okay? This is garbage. There's no way you can be who you want to be inside and outside, and then you dress up like a female. That's who you want to be inside and out, right? Tell the people.
And I can show the world that, you know what, no matter what, I can do this without you or with you.
For Nightline, I'm Juju Chang in New Baltimore.
I'm telling you right now, people, this one right here is nothing but a transgender programming they got for the youths, okay? They want to make you think transgender people is normal. It's supposed to be normal when you just switch your gender. It's not. It's a sin. Okay? Mag, I'm gone.